Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons, revised and updated second edition by Siegfried Engelmann, is a practical instructional guide rather than a narrative book. It presents a complete home reading program built around direct instruction, a highly structured method that teaches phonics, blending, decoding, and early fluency through short daily lessons. The book is designed for parents and caregivers who want to teach reading at home, without needing special training or extra teaching materials. Its central purpose is to make beginning reading explicit and manageable by providing exact scripts, sequenced exercises, and clear pacing across 100 lessons. The revised edition keeps the original program's core structure while offering updated support materials for modern home use. Because it is based on a school-tested instructional model, the book is often discussed as a bridge between research-based reading education and parent-led teaching. Its value lies in its precision, consistency, and focus on concrete reading skills rather than open-ended literacy activities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a phonics-first path from sounds to independent reading. The most important framework in the book is direct instruction, the teaching method associated with Engelmann. Rather than asking parents to improvise, the program gives them a carefully ordered sequence of steps that are meant to be delivered exactly as written. This matters because early reading is treated as a skill that can be taught efficiently when the instruction is explicit, cumulative, and unambiguous. The lessons are not built around discovery learning or informal exposure to books. They are built around controlled practice in the specific skills children need to decode print. That includes clear demonstrations, rapid feedback, and repeated review. The strength of this model is that it reduces guesswork for the adult and reduces confusion for the child. Its limitation is also part of its identity. The method is highly structured and can feel rigid to users who prefer a more flexible, child-led approach. Still, the book stands out because it translates a school-based instructional philosophy into a usable parent script. Secondly, scripted lessons that remove guesswork for parents. The book is centered on systematic phonics, meaning children learn to connect letters with sounds before being asked to read more complex words and sentences. This is not a loose introduction to letter names. It is a deliberate sequence that teaches sound recognition, blending, and decoding. The logic is straightforward if children can identify the sounds represented by letters and combine those sounds smoothly. They can read new words instead of memorizing them one by one. The program gradually expands from basic sound work into word reading, sentence reading, and short connected text. This progression makes the method especially useful for children who are not yet ready to infer patterns on their own. It also helps explain why the book is often recommended for children who are behind or struggling, not only for preschoolers beginning from scratch. The emphasis on phonics makes the book align with evidence-based reading instruction, but it also narrows the experience to decoding skill development. Readers looking for rich literature discussion or broad language arts activities will find that this book is intentionally more focused than that. Thirdly, why the pace and structure are deliberately intensive. One of the book's defining features is that it tells the adult exactly what to say and do. The lessons are scripted so that a parent with no teaching background can still deliver instruction with a consistent method and a predictable pace. This design is important because many parents want to help their children read, but are unsure whether they are teaching correctly. The book addresses that uncertainty by replacing open-ended advice with direct procedures. That includes prompts, corrections, and cues for how to respond when a child hesitates or makes an error. The script is not just a convenience feature. It is part of the instructional theory, since consistency is treated as essential for building early reading habits. At the same time, the scripted form can feel unusual to readers accustomed to more conversational educational books. Some users appreciate the certainty it provides, while others find it mechanical. Even so, the script is one of the main reasons the book remains accessible to non-specialists and continues to be recommended as a parent-use teaching tool rather than a theoretical text. Fourthly, the revised edition and its place in home reading instruction. The book is built around short daily lessons, usually about 20 minutes, and the insistence on regular pacing is central to how it works. The 100-lesson structure gives the program a clear endpoint and turns reading instruction into a manageable routine. This is useful for families because it lowers the burden of planning and makes progress easier to track. The brisk pace also reflects the direct instruction model, which aims to keep children active, attentive, and successful through tightly managed practice. Reviewers often note that the approach can feel fast or repetitive, but that repetition is part of the design, not an accident. The program assumes that mastery comes from frequent, controlled review rather than from occasional exposure. This makes it particularly useful for children who need more structure, but less appealing for families who want a relaxed or exploratory learning atmosphere. The structure gives the book a practical advantage. Parents know what comes next, how long it should take, and what outcome the sequence is aiming toward. Lastly, why the book remains useful despite its mechanical style as a revised and updated second edition. The book preserves the original program while presenting it in a form more suitable for contemporary home teaching. That matters because the book has long held a special place in parent-led reading instruction. It is one of the best-known commercial programs for helping a child learn to read at home. Its reputation rests on practicality rather than theory alone. Parents are drawn to it because it promises a complete sequence, minimal materials, and a clear route from beginner skills to functional reading ability. The revised edition reinforces that identity by keeping the lessons intact while updating the package for modern readers. In the broader landscape of early literacy books, it stands apart from books that only explain why phonics matters. This book actually operationalizes the method lesson by lesson. Its significance is therefore instructional and applied, not just informational, for families who want a serious, research-aligned, highly structured reading program. The book remains distinctive because it provides both the method and the daily implementation in one place. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, tutors, and support teachers who want a direct, structured way to teach beginning reading at home. It is especially useful for children in preschool, kindergarten, or early elementary grades who need explicit help with phonics and blending, as well as for children who are falling behind and need a clear remedial path. The main benefit is practical. It removes uncertainty by giving adults a complete sequence of lessons that can be followed without teacher training. It also stands out because it is not merely a discussion of reading instruction. It is an actual teaching program with pacing, scripts, review, and progression built into the text. Compared with many phonics books, it is more rigorous and more operational. Compared with more general parenting books, it is more focused and measurable. Its greatest strength is that it translates research-based reading principles into daily use at home. For families who want structure, predictability, and a tested approach to early literacy, it remains one of the most recognizable and distinctive books in the category. If you would like to support Siegfried Engelmann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.